One day earlier. Viv stared into her locker for the last time. All around her, she could hear the other students of Groom Lake Middle School celebrating, throwing pencil cases into the air and tearing up essays. She pulled off the Marvel comic book covers that lined the sides of her locker like wallpaper. Her vintage postcard of computer scientist Alan Turing had faded over the past year, but she stashed it in her backpack anyway. Finally, one by one, she peeled off the dozens of astronomy stickers that covered the locker door. A photo of Albert Einstein sticking his tongue out came loose and fluttered past her. As she bent down to pick it up, her locker door slammed shut just above her head. Boo! Ah! Viv clutched her heart and looked up to see a familiar wave of snowy blonde hair. Heh! Charlotte cackled, her icy blue eyes sparkling. You should have seen your face. You look like you peed your pants. Geez, Charlotte, don't scare me like that, Viv shouted. Wait, did you pee your pants? What? No, Viv replied, though she couldn't help her cheeks getting red with embarrassment. Charlotte let out a big snort. It was so loud that other kids in the hallway turned their heads to stare. She had always been a bit of an oddball, and it didn't help that she'd inherited a slight Australian accent from her dad that made her loud voice stand out even more. Nobody at school really appreciated Charlotte's brashness, but to Viv, she was wonderfully weird and awkward in all the right ways. It's summer vacation, baby! Are you stoked or what? Charlotte exclaimed.
Oh, yeah, totally,
Viv replied, smiling half-heartedly. As glad as she was to be done with classes and homework for the summer, she couldn't deny that the thought of leaving middle school and her friends was freaking her out.
Well, you better be excited, Charlotte continued, because next year you're going to that boring school for magnets.
It's not a school for magnets. It's a magnet school, as in a specialized high school for kids that are good in math and science.
Is it called a magnet school because it pulls you away from all your friends?
No, Viv replied. Or, maybe.
Well, I know what I'm going to do this summer, Charlotte said, twirling her hair between her fingers. I'm finally gonna master playing guitar with my feet.
Last week, when Viv was over at Charlotte's house for dinner, she found a welcome pamphlet from Bartram School for the Arts, a school for musically talented students. It came as no surprise that Charlotte had been accepted. She was the best guitar player Viv had ever seen and was already so good at playing regularly that strumming with her toes had become her latest obsession. Viv was happy her friend was following her dreams, but deep down, Viv wondered if their friendship could survive 4 years apart.
Plus, this summer we have to plan you the best 13th birthday party,
Charlotte pretended to wipe a tear.
You're finally growing up.
Hey, Viv said. It's not my fault. I started kindergarten early. You know my mom.
Stop right there, young man.
A high-pitched voice bounced off the metal lockers and clanged in Viv's ears. A screech like that could only be coming from one source. Mrs. Agner, the crotchety old geography teacher. Viv turned toward the commotion, and a disheveled young boy darted toward them in a whirlwind of flailing arms and ill-fitting clothes.
It wasn't me, I swear, the boy cried. I'm an innocent man. I was framed.
Viv quickly sidestepped as the boy brushed past her, sending her curly black hair fluttering.
Get back here this instant!
Mrs. Agner roared after him, clomping down the hallway in her bright green heels,